Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. Today is our final day, and we are continuing with our subject on a testimony. So today I want to talk about a subheading, which I will call, "You are a sower, and then your seed will germinate at the right time." So you are a sower, your seed will germinate at the right time. So let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Here we see that there are three kinds of people involved in the bringing up of a seed. Someone planted a seed and then somebody came to water it, and the increase was given by God. Now, this means whenever we are taking our testimony, our seed, we are, as we said, we are planting, we are throwing this seed across a field, and it is falling on different grounds. Now, when a sower is doing that, his job, his task is to throw the seed in the field. Of course, he has to mind where he's throwing the seed, but he cannot control exactly where it will land. But the most important thing is for him to sow that seed. So that is what is very important. And then later on, when the seed is done, is sown, someone else will come and water it. Or you'll be given another job description to come and water the seed. But as it is now, your primary goal, your primary purpose, it is to plant the seed. So let the testimony go off. Let the testimony go forth. So God is the one who is going to increase. He's the one who is going to ensure that the harvest comes to fruition. Now, you see, I used to wonder to say, yes, we can testify, we can reach out to as many people, but now what happens to those people? There are so many people now. Once we take the message to them, once we give our word out, we testify the word that we tell them. Now, how do we ensure that they come? How do we ensure that all those come? Because there are so many people. How do we reach them out? Well, that is where this scripture comes in. God is the one who's going to give the increase. And, you know, as you testify, traditional thinking makes you think people should come to your church. That's what I used to think. Like, when I minister or speak to someone, that person has to come to the church. No. That person has to come to Christ. And then the Lord will make a way for that person. Even if the person doesn't know where the church is, he's going to find it. Even if it's very far, the Lord will make a way, because he is the one who gives the increase. It's not you. So our business is to plant the seed. All right? Now, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2. Isaiah 53, verse 2. Now, remember, as you plant this seed, we said you are a sower and your seed will germinate at the right time. So, as you've planted this seed, now look what happens here. This portion of scripture used to make me wonder. Isaiah 53. Okay, let me quickly get to Isaiah 53. Okay, Isaiah 53, verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. Now, I used to wonder, how can a root grow out of dry ground? Yes, it does. Now, I've stayed in a rural area for some time now, and there's something which has always made me to wonder. There are times during the harvest time, in the dry season, I've noticed that a field may have been harvested, way long harvested, everything has been removed from the field. And after some time, I noticed if there was groundnuts that were planted, or soya beans or maize, after some time, there's no rain, It's not a season for planting. I just noticed a plant comes up. A bean comes up, or a soybean, or a nut. And it is all dry, but it grows up. So now I wonder, say, what happened? Who watered it? Where did it get the mechanism to survive and to come up? I've also noticed when animals are grazing during very dry, because Southern Africa can be dry, very dry. But you notice that a field, someone can burn through the field. They can fire that can come across the field. But after a few weeks, some small shoots start coming up. And then the animals eat. And very green and tender, succulent and green. But there's no water. It's extremely dry. But they are coming up. So that has made me wonder. Why? Because that God has put his own time and his own secret on how these things come up. Now, you know that there can be certain people, you can tell them the word of God, and you think nothing will come up, they'll never come. Like the testimony I gave you of that brother who used to be a drunkard. Now, there's another thing which happened. Remember, I told you, I said earlier on, I had mentioned that he had his friends who were laughing at him. They used to drink together. Now, and when he started out, they made fun of him. But now they are respecting him. So there's this particular gentleman, he's still a drunkard. And he came to him. He said, you know what? We used to mock you. We used to laugh at you. We used to tease you and call you names. But what you did to stop alcohol and this life, you did a wonderful thing. For you to start seeking the Lord, you did a wonderful thing. And I also, I'm a drunkard. But I can tell you, your life is an inspiration to me. So this man said, I want you and I to be having Bible studies. I want us to be studying the Word of God. Now, the brother who got saved, this brother, he is elderly and he can't read properly. His sight is not good, but he's still strong. But this young drunkard, he can read very well. So the drunkard said, I'll be coming for Bible study every day to your house. And I know how to read. So you just tell me what we need to look at, then I'll be opening the books. And that's what they do. Every day they meet for Bible study. Well, he goes to drink, and then the friends call him when he goes to drink, says, hey, can you come? We still have to drink here. He said, no, I've had enough of the drink and I'm not interested. I've got something very important to do. So he goes for the Bible study. So, and he says, every time we talk about the word of God, my life is at peace. So this brother who is saved told him, he said, you know what? When I see you outside, you're a drunkard. But when I see you in your spirit, you are not a drunkard. Because there's a desire for you to search for the Lord, to seek for him. Then there was another gentleman. He's a Pentecostal man. We had visited him and his wife. I think the wife has some leadership role in the church. So there was a time we shared the message to her. She's able to read. The man is not able to read, but her, she's able to read. And she resisted it. You know, she saw the scriptures, but she was doubting. She said, no, but we don't do it like this at our church, where I said, this is the Bible. So she was left thinking. Now, after some time, another brother went to share, to talk to them about scriptures. They had asked a question. Now, what made me wonder was this woman, after this brother expounded the way to them, she just told her husband, she said, you know what, my husband, I think we are just wasting our time. The church where we're going to, we are wasting our time. There's nothing we are doing. This is the word. And so when the brother who talked to them the second time told me that, I was wondering, I said, I thought that woman was not interested in what we told her. So what does this mean, brothers and sisters? It means the seed comes to life at its own time. You may be praying for your family. You may be praying for anyone. As long as there's that vision in your heart, there's that burden, it will come to pass at the right time. At the time you least expect, it will come to life. So if you're praying, don't give up. All right, as we conclude, we read Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22. Isaiah 60, 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, let us keep testifying. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I would like to just sing a song as we close up. Amen.
Worship you alone.